Rahman Rahim. Continuing with the etiquettes of a gathering and those who sit in the gathering. So under this we are doing various adab, various etiquettes as far as a person being considerate towards others that are sitting in the gathering, as well as those that are sitting in the gathering being considerate to those that are coming from the outside. And here we explain that the consideration of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was an all-encompassing consideration. One is you considering the person that is seated there, or considering those people that are seated there, that we don't jump over them, we don't hop over them to try and get a place in the front. Here we explained, so long as people are sitting close, where now the people that are sitting there have left the front safs empty. They have now cancelled that riaya that Allah Ta'ala has created for them, that consideration Allah has created, they have cancelled it by not filling from the front. So then if a person goes and cuts through and he goes sits in the front, then there is no harm. So that is one masla we learned. Another masla we learned is that even if two people are seated, don't try and sit in between them. Perhaps they may be friends, they may be brothers, they may be relatives, and they want to be sitting next to each other. These masail generally we just think it of 2-3 minutes before namaz. But many places of the world, when you go to the Haram Sharif, etc., you'll find that people are sitting there 1-2 hours before in the safs. So now when two people are seated, don't just cut through and sit down there. And ulama take an extension of this. If two people are seated in a bus, seated in a train, seated in an aeroplane, in a situation where there is no fixed seating, now don't just go unnecessarily and sit between two people that may know each other, they're familiar, because now we're making it very difficult for those two people to have a chat and to have a conversation. Yes, with their permission we can sit, but just to go and cut the conversation of two people, this also we are taught in Sharia that don't do that. And we also explain that if two people are speaking also, don't make salam to them, because you are now cutting that conversation of theirs that they're having, the chain of thought, whatever they may be speaking, they'll have to cut that to reply to your salam. So you don't even do that much. And then we explain the first hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that don't make someone else stand up so that you may take his place. And then under this explanation ulama gave is that even the shoe racks that are there, they don't take out someone else's shoes to put your shoes there. Don't make someone else move out of a parking so that you may park there. This is a masjid. Everyone has free access to it. There's no reserved spaces. There's no reserved spots. Everyone has equal access to the masjid to such an extent that ulama encourage. Even the muazzin also, for the iqamah, there shouldn't be such that a special musalla is kept for him. And this place is now reserved for him. This is the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whoever comes in has the first right to it. There are one or two exceptions. For example, a person that is now like a muhtamim, or a person is a muntazim, is in charge of coordination and arrangement. Say that this is a madrasa. There's one person that is in charge of arrangement and he's in charge of coordination, etc., to ensure that everything is going smoothly, everything is going well. So that person now generally to move around, to check everything is okay, to see that everything is okay. Now for that person, one place may be kept so that he got the opportunity to ensure that everything is coordinated, going well, going smooth. If he also has to come early and sit down in the front, then there will be very little control over what is happening in the back. But this is a rare situation in our normal masjid situations. Everyone, like Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, Mina munakhu man sabak. Mina is a place that whoever comes first, whatever spot he gets, that spot is his. Nobody can claim that there's some reserved place in the masjid, or in Mina, or in Hajj for that matter. So today's hadith, and Abi Sayyid al-Khudri radiallahu anhu, qala sami'atu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yaqul, khayrul majalisi awsa'uha, rawahu Abu Dawud bisnadin sahihin ala shirt al-Bukhari. Hadith Abu Sayyid al-Khudri radiallahu anhu narrates, that I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, the best of gatherings is the one which is most spacious. The best of gatherings is the one which is most spacious. So here under this ulama explain three different explanations for this hadith. What is meant by awsa'uha, that khayrul majalisi, that the best of gatherings are the ones that are awsa'uha, that are most spacious. First explanation they give is that if a gathering or bayan or some permissible function is taking place, then many people will be attending. So the person that is hosting, he should see that he's hosting it at such a venue that he can cater for everyone. He's having a dawat, for example, some permissible. It should be at a place, for example, where he can cater for everyone. He knows the size of his home. He knows the size of his yard. He knows the size of the accommodation. He should see that it can cater for everyone. So this is the best. So why, the reason they're explaining this is that people may come and now somebody may get placed, somebody may not get placed. For example, if it's a talk, somebody may be able to see the speaker, somebody may not be able to see the speaker, somebody will have to wait. So now it creates unnecessary ill feeling. So if you're arranging, see that your venue, ideally it will be a venue that is permissible, there is no haram taking place, but that venue can take cater for the people that you are calling. Number two is, if people are sitting in a gathering and others arrive, then the former, the people that are sitting there, should make space for the latter. Osa'aya means that make their people that are sitting make space for the others. Everyone is getting a space. That is the best gathering, where people are making space for the others that are coming in. Third explanation ulama give, that a gathering which is constricted, where there is very little space, is a cause of discomfort to others. And sometimes, as I explained, it can cause ill feelings. Some people didn't get place. How would they feel that others got space, etc.? Some people will have to stand up. Some people will have to sit down. So therefore, when a gathering is such that everyone has a good ability to sit, then that is the best seating. And another explanation that ulama give is that when we are sitting also, and it's not necessary that we all have to be very, very tight in the way we are sitting. Sometimes you find that people say, come, come, close, close, close. The people are very tight. Yes, it's nice to sit close to the speaker, but doesn't necessarily mean that people have to be sitting very tight. So a little bit space, then it's better. Why? Because people are able to concentrate more on the bayan, on what is being spoken, on the words of Allah Ta'ala and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They're not too concerned about being too cramped up. So this is what is meant by the best gathering. Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Look at how much things we have been taught in our deen, that even when we are seated, how we sit, what we talk, what we think, how we make place for others, how we psychologically take care of others. These are simple, simple things shown to us by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but they go very, very far away to create muhabbat. They go very far to create unity. They go very far to create love between people. Imagine a person comes in and another person moves. Sir, my brother, how much of love is created between two people? Person is traveling and he sees two people. He doesn't just go and disrupt them and interrupt their space. How much of love it creates? And take out all this refinement, take out all this adab and etiquette, what will be left of us? It will just be nafsi, nafsi, every person for himself. But what is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam teaching us is everyone is concerned about the next person. It's as though in his life he showed us, Ya Rabbi Ummati, Ummati, Wallah my Ummat. That's how we should be thinking, that everyone is our brother, everyone we should be considered about taking care of. Then we have a society of love and muhabbat. Allah Pa give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al mursaleen, walhamdulillah.